Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Carriers of the Glory by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Amen. We've been talking about being carriers of the glory. And as I was driving here tonight, I was reminded of last night, intercessory prayer. Man, the presence of God came up in the house last night. Man, we couldn't hardly even actually pray. All we could do is rend our hearts, cry out before the Lord, yield ourselves. God wants us to encounter Him like never before. God wants us to experience His presence like never before. And so when the glory of God comes into a place, it comes in it feels like there's a weight on your body. So the glory of God is known as the kabod, is the weightiness of the manifested presence of God. So it's not just a feeling good, it's when heaven visits earth. Yeah. Somebody say, these are days of heaven on earth. These are days of His glory. And when His manifested presence rests on you, He'll begin to move in you and you'll begin to experience Him, oh my God, in depths and in levels and intensities that you have never, ever experienced before. And you know, when He came in the room on last night, we felt Him come in like a wave. And that water began to rest on us. And we began to cry out before the Lord. And we began to go prostrate before the Lord. I didn't know that many people were in intercessory prayer until I walked out, because I saw people on their faces in between the rows and out in the aisles, because the presence of God, when the glory comes in, it comes in as a weight. And so in this season, we're going to begin to experience the weightiness of God. And it manifests, and it feels like you can hardly walk sometime, or it's hard to move, or you may feel like I'm drunk in the spirit. Those are all characteristics of the glory of God. Amen. And so he's bringing this into the church. He's allowing his people to experience in this season, because the church has entered into a new era with Him. We have entered into an era, not just a year, a month, a time. It's a time of new beginnings, where God wants His church to begin to experience a new thing in Him. A couple of Wednesdays ago, we got that word that, behold, look, I'm doing a new thing. That when we come together, that the church will be unusual. That He will begin to experience His presence, His power, and it will begin to manifest in different areas and different things. And we're like, wow, we don't do things like this. It's out of the norm. Well, that's the new beginning. That's the new era of God. This month right here is the month of Shevan in the Hebrew calendar, and it's known as the month of new beginnings. And it's also known as the month of declarations and opening up your mouth and God manifesting His answers and His presence. So this is why we are stepping in, because it's just due time. So we end this time because God said we need to demonstrate His power to a hurting world. We need to demonstrate His glory, amen, to a people who don't know Him. That the gospel, when presented, must be in a way that it delivers. You understand what I'm saying? That it's not just in word, but it's in deed. And so this season, God is expecting His people to deliver the gospel. So when the glory comes into our services, into your bedroom, into your kitchen, because it will not be just limited to our gathering. It's any time you go before God and just begin to call on the name of the Lord. He will rest in you in your kitchen. He will rest in you in your bedroom. He will rest in you in your car. That's so when you begin to share the gospel, you can deliver Jesus. Amen. because Jesus is the difference maker. And when we carry this glory, when we carry this good news of the gospel on the inside of us, it will change people's lives. So when we come in contact and we tabernacle with the glory of God, with the presence of God, it changes us. My God, it does something to us that when people begin to listen to you, they notice something different. And that's how the gospel becomes to a place that it can deliver deliverance. Amen. Deliver breakthrough. Praise God. Deliver change. Amen. Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I love what the Amplified, the last part of it says, realizing the glory. Christ, let me back that up a little bit. Christ within you and among you. Realizing the hope of glory. Christ in you. When I start thinking about among you, that all of us are among each other. That somebody in this room could tabernacle with God in such a way that when they show up, their shadow, their presence begins to deliver a presentation of the gospel that brings you out of whatever you in without a word. God said, I want to show up in signs and wonders and manifestation that you don't have to say, because the reason is, it's Christ in us. It's not about us. That this thing that God wants to do is not about us. It's about who you're carrying. It's about the glory of God. Somebody say, Christ in me. The hope of glory. Yet he wants us to realize this glory is majestic. That's, glory means the majesty, power of God. And I think I shared with this last time, the royal power. As I began meditating on this, and I every time I try to get past this, I can't get past it. That's why I was late. I was in the Word. I was just getting so full with God. But it's royal power. Royal power. The glory of God is the royal army of God. My goodness, that God says that when I show up, that I'm going to show up with my power. I'm going to show up with the angels of God. And I'm going to handle some stuff. Which is why the scripture said, who is the King of glory? The God, Lord God, mighty in battle. That when we begin to experience the glory of God, we'll experience the royal power of God. The royal army of God. It's the weightiness of his presence. It's excellence. It's splendor. It's honor. It's great esteem. And it's also the atmosphere of heaven. The glory of God is the atmosphere of heaven. Right? So that's why when he comes in the room, that's why when he shows up, and when he showed up last night, we weren't hardly saying anything. He came in on his own. And when he showed up, we was like, something happened in the atmosphere. We couldn't even stand. We went on our face. That's the atmosphere of heaven, which is why I'm saying, and we've been saying, days of heaven on earth, my God. Heaven is getting closer and closer and closer. That's why also the scripture says that kingdom of God is advancing, amen, and a violent take it by force. God's going to show up in our atmosphere, and what we need will be in the atmosphere of God. Praise God. I'm believing God doing some spectacular things that all we do, we begin to worship, and in the atmosphere is what we need. I began thinking about what I need. I said, I can't wait to get into the presence of God so I can receive what I need from the heaven throne room that sits in our midst, my God, and that deliverance will break forth and change will happen. And at this season in our lives, the world needs the gospel of proof. Come on now. They need to know that God is real. They need to know that God is powerful. That he needs it. We say we got Jesus. That's when they were going to the temple and they said, look on us. And then he said, silver and gold I have I none. But such as I have, in the name of Jesus, take up your bed and walk. That's a deliverable gospel. It's a gospel that delivers something in somebody's life. You may not know what they need, but the gospel knows what they need. And somebody say, I have him. I have him. I have him. And so this season, this era that the church is going in, to God wants to use us to deliver the hope of glory to somebody's situation. Amen. Lift up your hand. Say, God, you can use me. Say, God, you can use me. Say, God, you can use me. Glory to God. Amen. He wants to use us to carry this hope in this season, in this time. See, the thing is that sometimes we get caught up in what our lives look like and what we didn't do right and maybe what you didn't do right yesterday. But see, this glory is housed in humanity and frailty and, you know, our bodies, our vessels, our person is not perfect. But the gospel is perfect. The glory is perfect. And I'm saying that because God don't want you to count yourself out. He wants you to know you're usable. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 7th verse, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So it is not about your T's and your I's. It's about him. And God says, you're a carrier of this glory. So I don't care what your past looked like. I don't care what you think you don't have. God says, the glory is in your human form, in your vessel. It's clay jar, as the New Living Translation says. It's fragile. Yes, we are fragile. We make mistakes, but the glory of God, the power of God is perfect. And it's not of ourselves, but it's of God. And we all carry this glory. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 17th verse says, Amplified Translation says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage and freedom. When the Spirit of God shows up, it will free and deliver. You should not be the same. Come on now. When the glory of God hits your life, you should not be the same as you was last year. Amen. It delivers you. And every time we come into the house of God, and every time we spend time with God, we get emancipated all the more. You're going to get freer and freer and freer and freer, because the word says so, because all of us and all of us, not just some of us, and all of us with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another. My God. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So as we get in the presence of God, you go from one degree of glory to another degree of glory to another degree of glory. Don't look at where you are right now, because as we continue, you will not be the same. This church will not look the same next month. My God. We will not, the praise and worship team, the music ministry will not look the same next month. Praise God, because we're going from one level of glory to another level of glory. And as we get before God, as we've been doing so, I'm so excited about hearing about different ministries. Say, Thursday is my fast day. Tuesday is my fast day. They say we're fasting, and nobody sent out a memo to fast corporately, but different ministries are discerning that God is doing a new thing, and they want to be in the flow of it. So what are they doing? They're setting themselves apart for God. And as we do so, we're going to be changed. As we do so, we're going to be different. As we do so, we won't have limits on our lives, because we go from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. And then we're going to experience the glorious power of God. And the good news of God, the power of God, the gospel of God. I keep saying this. It must be deliverable. It must be something you can deliver. It's not something you just say. It's something you deliver. We deliver deliverance, or deliver hope, or we deliver peace, or we deliver healing, or we deliver change, or we deliver breakthrough, or we deliver something. But when you tell somebody, come and see a man that I know, and you need to say why they need to come and see a man that I know. But when you have this encounter with God, and he changes you, and he does something in you, you can't communicate it, and as a result, it will deliver something in their lives, and their lives will begin change. Because in this season and time, God wants us to be able to do the work that he's called the church to do in this season. Amen. It's been prophesied that the glory of God is coming to fill the church. Told y'all about that in the meetings of Smith Wigglesworth and Mariah Woodworth got up and said in 1913, 100 years, and we're behind time. It's already been saying within 100 years, there will be a revival that's going to hit this earth, unlike the revival of Azusa Street when the clouds showed up when they went to service. And all they would do when the clouds showed up, they would step in the cloud. And when they would step in the cloud, limbs would grow. When they step in the cloud, people would be healed. When they step in the cloud, they got deliverance. And they weren't caught up with time. They had three services that went one to the next to the next. They could care less because the glory of God was there. And Mariah Woodworth said, there's coming a revival. There's coming a glory that far surpasses what they experienced in 1913. And we are now at that moment where it's due to show up. And the Lord began to remind me of Daniel when he was crying out before the Lord, when he was reading the books and he understood the prophecy and the time attached to the prophecy, but the prophecy didn't manifest yet. And he was wondering why it's not happening. As he went before God, the angel of the Lord was dispatched to give an understanding and wisdom. And that's what's happening now. People are crying out before God. Where are you, God? We need to see you, Lord God. We're hungry for you. And the glory is being dispatched. God is visiting his churches and he is igniting fire in us like never before. And what I'm discovering, there's a revival that's not just happening here. It's happening all around the world. Those who cry out for God are experiencing the glory of God, experience the power of God, experience his voice like never before. Somebody say, I want your power. I want your glory. I'm hungry for you, Lord God. Yes. Amen, 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 amen. I remind you again, Isaiah 60:1-3, Amplified Translation. Arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord. For your light has come. Your light has come. Right now, your light has come. And the glory and the brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. For in fact, darkness will cover the earth. Deep darkness will cover the people. But the Lord will rise upon you, Jerusalem. I want to say the Lord will rise upon you, right direction, and his glory and brilliance will be seen on you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. The thing is, we got to shake off the trauma of our past. Rise from spiritual depression. Rise from lethargy and being apathetic. Rise from being complacent and being mediocre and being lazy. Rise from all of that and say, God, I want you. God, I need you. God, I'm hungry for you. God, I need to see you. If you cry out for him, he'll show up in your bedroom. If you cry out for him, he'll show up in your car. If you cry out for him, he'll show up in your prayer closet. God said, if you call on me, I will come. Oh, we need you, Lord God. We're crying out for more of you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He wants to tabernacle with us. Oh, he wants to rest on us so that you experience his glory. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about what he's doing. So it's been prophesied. We read about it in Joel. I'm not going to go there. Read about it in Haggai. All that prophecy about the coming glory, because we got to show up and manifest the power of God. He wants us to demonstrate the power of God. He wants you to demonstrate the power of God. He wants you to demonstrate the power of God. He wants you to lay hands on the sick. He wants you to speak a word and say, come, can't hear a man. He wants you to pray for people and they be delivered. He wants you to show up in houses. Come on. All confusions and break it off. And you say, I got some oil with me. I'm not coming to talk about anything, but I'm coming to pray and chase out every demon that roll up in your house. He wants you to go and handle business. We see that in the scriptures too. Psalms 82 speaks of, know ye not that ye are gods and your children of the Most High God? This glory is come to empower us to do like God, to act like God, to speak like God, and do things like God, that when we go to step out, things happen. Romans, the 8th chapter, let's go there. We got to demonstrate the power of God. The 17th verse, the Amplified translation says, and if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. Only we must share his suffering if we are to share his glory. You didn't realize there was purpose in your pain. You didn't realize there was purpose in your pain, the discomfort you went through. It wasn't about that. God said, I got in it and I was working it for your good, because your pain called you into that throne room of God. It caused many of us to settle that, God, if you don't heal me, I'm still going to serve you. God, if you don't show up, I know you're still good. You didn't realize that you were having a fiery furnace experience, and you being thrown in there, and they was asking you, can your God deliver you? But you made your mind up this season, even if he don't, I know he can. Glory to God. And as a result of that, there's been purpose in your pain. You didn't realize you were birthing glory. Birthing the glory of God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. So we suffered so we could share in his glory. Some of the stuff you dealt with didn't make any sense. I can't get past this. Some of the stuff we went through did not make any sense. You did everything right. You did nothing wrong. You honored God. You did everything, but you still went through some process that was so painful. It wanted to take you out mentally, but you kept pressing when you felt like quitting, and you didn't understand why you were dealing with this, or why you were going through this, or why this was happening to you again. You thought you did something wrong, but I want to announce to you tonight, you did everything right. You did everything right, because you made your mind up. For you I live, God, and for you I die, Lord God. That, God, I have nothing but what you give me, God, and I'm going to trust you with everything I have. Even though it looks like this, God, I'm coming, and I'm keep coming to you, no matter what they say, because you chose to suffer with him. Man, as a result of that, you're going to share in his glory. But what of that, if I consider that the suffering is this present time, this life, present life, are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us? We have not seen anything yet, people of God, that's be revealed to us. Praise God. It's in us, glory to God, hallelujah, and for us, glory to God. Oh, it's going to be revealed to us. You're going to go in your prayer room, God's going to show you some stuff. Then all of a sudden in you, you're going to see stuff flowing from you. Praise God. You don't realize that God's going to use many of us in the gift of healing. You didn't realize that God's going to use some of us to cast out those demons in the bloodline of your family. That God has raised you up as a solitaire in your family to set your family right side up. My God, I don't know who's been dealing with a demon in the house, but God says the glory of God is on you, and that I'm going to use you to cast the demon out of your bloodline. The devil you see today, you won't see no more forever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Vocabulary of this season is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. That's the vocabulary of the season. As you plead the blood, demons will flee. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hey, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hey, the blood of Jesus. Go through your house speaking the blood of Jesus. Go plead the blood of Jesus over the pictures of your children, pictures of your family members, the blood of Jesus.
God wants to show himself strong in the earth, and it will only happen through you. We are to be carriers of his light and power among darkness. In this powerful series, Dr. Marsha Bailey explains how we must position ourselves for the glory of God to be manifested. Order this powerful four-part series today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Carriers of the Glory. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.